This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Nancy Russell, decided July 29th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent v. WD86606, Nancy Russell, filed July 29th, 2025, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable J. Dale Youngs, Judge before Division 1, Karen King Mitchell, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge Nancy Russell, appeals her convictions and sentences for 4 counts of first-degree domestic assault and 4 counts of armed criminal action. Russell contends the Circuit Court plainly erred in allowing a treating physician to offer what she claims was inadmissible particularized testimony that improperly vouched for the victim's credibility. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Factual and procedural history. Russell does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support her convictions. In October 2017, victim was 9 years old and lived in Kansas City with two Russell, who was his mother, and his younger sister. On October 1st, 2017, Russell came into the house angry about money. She then got angry with victim for incorrectly doing his chores. Russell whooped victim, first with an extension cord and then with what victim described as a metal pole. Afterward, there was blood everywhere, and Russell made victim clean it up. Russell did not check victim's injuries, but told him to go to bed. The next morning, victim's grandfather, picked up victim. Grandfather saw victim's injuries, but did not ask what happened. He cleaned victim's wounds, kept victim overnight, and called victim's grandmother, who lived in Arkansas. Grandfather asked grandmother to meet him halfway between Kansas City and Arkansas to pick up victim and his sister. Grandmother found victim's arm wrapped in paper towels and tape, and victim was holding his arm and crying. When grandmother unwrapped the towels, she saw a big gash on victim's arm that was real bad. She took victim and his sister to Arkansas and drove straight to an emergency room. When grandmother asked victim what happened, he told her his mama took a pipe and was hitting him on his arm. When victim arrived at the emergency room on the morning of October 4th, 2017, he needed a wheelchair because he could not walk. He had bruising in various stages of healing on his arms and legs. His legs were swollen, and he had lacerations and abrasions to his forearms, face, head, and ear. Additionally, his foot was fractured. Victim told the emergency room nurse that his mama hit him with a metal pole because he didn't fold the clothes right. The nurse believed victim's injuries were consistent with abuse. A 3 police officer interviewed victim at the hospital. Victim told the officer that his mom was mad at him because he didn't do the laundry correctly, and she started beating him with a metal pipe on his head, back, arm, and legs. Victim was transferred to Arkansas Children's Hospital for specialty treatment of his injuries. At Arkansas Children's Hospital, victim was treated by a pediatrician who specialized in medicine related to child abuse and neglect, doctor. According to doctor, victim's injuries were a few days old and had not been treated. Doctor took a focused history from him to determine the cause of his injuries. Victim said his mom had hit him with a metal pipe. Doctor documented innumerable injuries from head to toe, 4 major open wounds, and a broken foot. Additionally, victim had 2 large open lacerations on his scalp, a deep laceration that caused obvious deformity to his right ear, and a laceration on his left forearm that was down to the muscle. Victim's low red blood cell count was consistent with significant blood loss. Also, he had excessive quantities of the creatine kinase enzyme, which is caused by the breakdown of muscle tissue and is sometimes seen in physically abused children when they have had extensive blunt force trauma to muscles in different parts of their body. Doctor also noted numerous scars, patterned and non-patterned, all over victim's body in various stages of healing. Doctor opined victim's injuries were consistent with inflicted trauma and with the history he provided. Victim was interviewed by a forensic interviewer while at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Victim told the interviewer he had gotten a beating and a whooping by Russell with an extension cord and a metal pole because he had not done his chores. 4. Victim said he had been hit with extension cords, belts, and switches before, and that Russell had punched, kicked, and stomped on him before. In March 2019, Russell was indicted on 4 counts of first-degree domestic assault and